Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoy this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback on your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research, which has found that 4 in 5 bird species cannot tolerate intense human pressures. The city thrums beneath the sparrow's feet, pecking crumbs of unforgiving stone. Here pigeons labour over concrete colosseums, their wings an ashen blur against the smog-stained sky. But the thrush, the wren, the lark with their songs of leaves and light, find no solace down canyons of steel. Their melodies, fragile things, dissolve into the traffic's roar. The chorus fades, pruned to manicured parks, patches of green, frayed across our canvas of grey. This poem is inspired by recent research published in the journal Global Ecology and Biogeography, which has revealed only 22% of birds thrive in urban areas, underscoring the urgent need for targeted conservation strategies. In our increasingly urbanised world, the delicate balance of nature is constantly being tested. While some bird species seem to flourish amidst the hustle and bustle of human activity, others are on the brink of extinction, struggling to adapt to the rapid changes in their natural habitats. With over 14% of the world's 11,000 bird species threatened with extinction, understanding the extent to which birds can tolerate human presence is critical. However, a comprehensive analysis covering a wide range of species in geographic areas has been missing, leaving a gap in our knowledge and conservation strategies. From 2013 to 2021, researchers studied over 6,000 bird species globally, leveraging eBird, a birdwatcher-contributed database, to assess birds' resilience to human impacts. They employed the Human Footprint Index to quantify human environmental impact and introduced the Human Tolerance Index to measure birds' survival thresholds under such conditions. The study found that only 22% of bird species thrive in heavily modified human environments, highlighting the urgent need for conservation efforts focused on those species most at risk from habitat change. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. The city thrums beneath the sparrow's feet, pecking crumbs of unforgiving stone. Here, pigeons labour over concrete colosseums, their wings an ashen blur against the smog-stained sky. But the thrush, the wren, the lark with their songs of leaves and light, find no solace down canyons of steel. Their melodies, fragile things, dissolve into the traffic's roar. The chorus fades, pruned to manicured parks, patches of green, frayed across our canvas of grey. In this section of the podcast, I'd like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading The Birds by Linda Pastan. Linda Pastan was an American poet of Jewish background, born in New York City in 1932. Pastan is celebrated for her exploration of domestic themes, the intricacies of family life, and the subtle tensions that thread through our everyday existence. Her accolades include the Dylan Thomas Award and the Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize, and she also served as Maryland's Poet Laureate from 1991 to 1995. With over 15 poetry books, her notable collections PM AM New and Selected Poems and Carnival Evening New and Selected Poems 1968 to 1998 were both National Book Award finalists. Her final collection of poetry was Almost an Elegy, published in 2022. Pastan passed away in Chevy Chase, Maryland in 2023, at the age of 90. The birds are heading south, pulled by a compass in the genes. They are not fooled by this odd November summer, though we stand in our doorways wearing cotton dresses. We are watching them as they swoop and gather. The shadow of wings falls over the heart. When they rustle among the empty branches, the trees must think their lost leaves have come back. The birds are heading south. Instinct is the oldest story. They fly over their doubles, the mute weather vanes, teaching all of us with their tail feathers the true north. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoetry.podbean.com. That's scipoetry.podbean.com, where you can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.